Passage 11. The Library of Congress. The Library of Congress is the National Library of the United States. It was founded in 1800 to serve the needs of the congressmen. Today, it contains books, articles, and documents on every subject imaginable. Besides senators, congressmen, and other government officials, it serves libraries, researchers, artists, and scientists throughout the country and the world. The library is one of the largest libraries in the world. It has a collection of 74 million items, which are housed in three buildings. The bookshelves stretch for 350 miles. Of the 18 million books, more than half are in languages other than English. The main reading room is a great hall of marble pillars. It is the center of activity in the library. There is a computer catalog center with 6 terminals for quick access to information. For greater speed and efficiency, the library has installed an electric book carrying system that carries books from one building to another in only a few seconds. The Library of Congress is the National Library of the United States. It was founded in 1800 to serve the needs of the congressmen. Today, it contains books, articles, and documents on every subject imaginable. Besides senators, congressmen, and other government officials, it serves libraries, researchers, artists, and scientists throughout the country and the world. The library is one of the largest libraries in the world. It has a collection of 74 million items, which are housed in 3 buildings. The bookshelves stretch for 350 miles. Of the 18 million books, more than half are in languages other than English. The main reading room is a great hall of marble pillars. It is the center of activity in the library. There is a computer catalog center with 6 terminals for quick access to information. For greater speed and efficiency, the library has installed an electric book carrying system. That carries books from one building to another in only a few seconds. The Library of Congress is the National Library of the United States. It was founded in 1800 to serve the needs of the congressmen. Today, it contains books, articles, and documents on every subject imaginable. Besides senators, congressmen, and other government officials, it serves libraries, researchers, artists, and scientists throughout the country and the world. The library is one of the largest libraries in the world. It has a collection of 74 million items, which are housed in 3 buildings. The bookshelves stretch for 350 miles. Of the 18 million books, more than half are in languages other than English. The main reading room is a great hall of marble pillars. It is the center of activity in the library. There is a computer catalog center with 6 terminals for quick access to information. For greater speed and efficiency, the library has installed an electric book carrying system. That carries books from one building to another in only a few seconds. The Library of Congress is the National Library of the United States. It was founded in 1800 to serve the needs of the congressmen. Today, it contains books, articles, and documents on every subject imaginable. Besides senators, congressmen, and other government officials, it serves libraries, researchers, artists, and scientists throughout the country and the world. The library is one of the largest libraries in the world. It has a collection of 74 million items, which are housed in 3 buildings. The bookshelves stretch for 350 miles. Of the 18 million books, more than half are in languages other than English. The main reading room is a great hall of marble pillars. It is the center of activity in the library. There is a computer catalog center with 6 terminals for quick access to information. For greater speed and efficiency, the library has installed an electric book carrying system that carries books from one building to another in only a few seconds.
Now you have 2 minutes to check your work. Passage 12. A car soccer race. American football is different from the European football, and some people think that it is better. Now there's a new kind of football or soccer which is played in America. It's called car soccer. The players drive small cars, which are called beetles. The players try to catch the ball in their cars. The cars are protected all, since they often crash into each other. The ball is larger than the usual one, and the players are protected too. In 1985, the first European car soccer match took place in West Germany. Teams from some countries in Europe played in the match. The beetles raced around the ground madly, while the spectators shouted, "The ball is behind you." When the match ended, three cars had been crashed into pieces, and the players, as well as many of the spectators, were badly hurt and had to be taken to hospital. Will this car soccer become as popular as football? I doubt it. American football is different from the European football. And some people think that it is better. Now there's a new kind of football or soccer which is played in America. It's called car soccer. The players drive small cars, which are called beetles. The players try to catch the ball in their cars. The cars are protected all, since they often crash into each other. The ball is larger than the usual one, and the players are protected too. In 1985, the first European car soccer match took place in West Germany. Teams from some countries in Europe played in the match. The beetles raced around the ground madly. while the spectators shouted, "The ball is behind you." When the match ended, three cars had been crashed into pieces. And the players, as well as many of the spectators, were badly hurt and had to be taken to hospital. Will this car soccer become as popular as football? I doubt it. American football is different from the European football. And some people think that it is better. Now there's a new kind of football or soccer which is played in America. It's called car soccer. The players drive small cars, which are called beetles. The players try to catch the ball in their cars. The cars are protected all, since they often crash into each other. The ball is larger than the usual one, and the players are protected too. In 1985, the first European car soccer match took place in West Germany. Teams from some countries in Europe played in the match. The beetles raced around the ground madly. while the spectators shouted, "The ball is behind you." When the match ended, three cars had been crashed into pieces. And the players, as well as many of the spectators, were badly hurt and had to be taken to hospital. Will this car soccer become as popular as football? I doubt it. American football is different from the European football, and some people think that it is better. Now there's a new kind of football or soccer which is played in America. It's called car soccer. The players drive small cars, which are called beetles. The players try to catch the ball in their cars. The cars are protected all, since they often crash into each other. The ball is larger than the usual one, and the players are protected too. In 1985, the first European car soccer match took place in West Germany. Teams from some countries in Europe played in the match. The beetles raced around the ground madly, while the spectators shouted, "The ball is behind you." When the match ended, three cars had been crashed into pieces. And the players, as well as many of the spectators, were badly hurt and had to be taken to hospital. Will this car soccer become as popular as football? I doubt it. Now you have 2 minutes to check your work.
Passage 13. Changes of Family Life. The concept of family life has changed considerably over the years. In earliest times, several generations lived together in clans, which consisted of all living descendants and their husbands or wives. These clans were almost totally self-sufficient, every member contributing in some way toward the survival of the group. The men hunted and fished for food, or sometimes maintained flocks of sheep or goats. The women baked bread and roasted the meat their men provided. Special members of the community were selected to make products like pottery, baskets, and home weapons. But with the development of greater varieties of food, clothing, and shelter, a single clan could no longer develop all the individual skills. Clans merged into larger societies, and at the same time, broke into smaller units consisting of married couples and their children. Later, the Industrial Revolution brought about even more important changes in family life. New inventions brought shorter working hours for men and easier housekeeping routines for women. Today, a productive family life suggests not the group's cooperative efforts of working together, but the pleasant and meaningful sharing of its leisure. The concept of family life has changed considerably over the years. In earliest times, several generations lived together in clans. Which consisted of all living descendants and their husbands or wives. These clans were almost totally self-sufficient. Every member contributing in some way toward the survival of the group. The men hunted and fished for food, or sometimes maintained flocks of sheep or goats. The women baked bread and roasted the meat their men provided. Special members of the community were selected to make products like pottery, baskets, and home weapons. But with the development of greater varieties of food, clothing, and shelter, A single clan could no longer develop all the individual skills. Clans merged into larger societies, and at the same time, broke into smaller units consisting of married couples and their children. Later, the Industrial Revolution brought about even more important changes in family life. New inventions brought shorter working hours for men and easier housekeeping routines for women. Today, a productive family life suggests not the group's cooperative efforts of working together, but the pleasant and meaningful sharing of its leisure. The concept of family life has changed considerably over the years. In earliest times, several generations lived together in clans. Which consisted of all living descendants and their husbands or wives. These clans were almost totally self-sufficient. Every member contributing in some way toward the survival of the group. The men hunted and fished for food, or sometimes maintained flocks of sheep or goats. The women baked bread and roasted the meat their men provided. Special members of the community were selected to make products like pottery, baskets, and home weapons. But with the development of greater varieties of food, clothing, and shelter, a single clan could no longer develop all the individual skills. Clans merged into larger societies, and at the same time, broke into smaller units consisting of married couples and their children. Later, the Industrial Revolution brought about even more important changes in family life. New inventions brought shorter working hours for men and easier housekeeping routines for women. Today, a productive family life suggests not the group's cooperative efforts of working together, but the pleasant and meaningful sharing of its leisure. The concept of family life has changed considerably over the years. In earliest times, several generations lived together in clans, which consisted of all living descendants and their husbands or wives. These clans were almost totally self-sufficient, every member contributing in some way toward the survival of the group. The men hunted and fished for food, or sometimes maintained flocks of sheep or goats. The women baked bread and roasted the meat their men provided. Special members of the community were selected to make products like pottery, baskets, and home weapons. But with the development of greater varieties of food, clothing, and shelter, a single clan could no longer develop all the individual skills. Clans merged into larger societies, and at the same time, broke into smaller units consisting of married couples and their children. Later, the Industrial Revolution brought about even more important changes in family life. New inventions brought shorter working hours for men and easier housekeeping routines for women. Today, a productive family life suggests not the group's cooperative efforts of working together, but the pleasant and meaningful sharing of its leisure.
Now you have 2 minutes to check your work. Passage 14. Vitamins. It was not until the beginning of this century that it was recognized that certain substances were essential in the diet to prevent or cure some diseases. These substances are now known as vitamins. They are vital for growth, good health, and maintenance of the normal functions of the body. A well-balanced diet should provide all the vitamins we normally require. Those of us who are fortunate enough to be able to buy sufficient food should not suffer from vitamin deficiency. However, for various reasons, some people do not maintain a balanced diet. People often lose their appetite because of illness. People living alone may not bother to eat proper meals, and people on a diet may not eat sufficient quantities of necessary foods. Moreover, modern methods of preserving, freezing, and long-time storage of food, together with overcooking, can destroy many of the vitamins. It was not until the beginning of this century that it was recognized that certain substances were essential in the diet to prevent or cure some diseases. These substances are now known as vitamins. They are vital for growth, good health, and maintenance of the normal functions of the body. A well-balanced diet should provide all the vitamins we normally require. Those of us who are fortunate enough to be able to buy sufficient food should not suffer from vitamin deficiency. However, for various reasons, some people do not maintain a balanced diet. People often lose their appetite because of illness. People living alone may not bother to eat proper meals. And people on a diet may not eat sufficient quantities of necessary foods. Moreover, modern methods of preserving, freezing, and long-time storage of food together with overcooking, can destroy many of the vitamins. It was not until the beginning of this century that it was recognized that certain substances were essential in the diet to prevent or cure some diseases. These substances are now known as vitamins. They are vital for growth, good health, and maintenance of the normal functions of the body. A well-balanced diet should provide all the vitamins we normally require. Those of us who are fortunate enough to be able to buy sufficient food should not suffer from vitamin deficiency. However, for various reasons, some people do not maintain a balanced diet. People often lose their appetite because of illness. People living alone may not bother to eat proper meals. And people on a diet may not eat sufficient quantities of necessary foods. Moreover, modern methods of preserving, freezing, and long-time storage of food together with overcooking can destroy many of the vitamins. It was not until the beginning of this century that it was recognized that certain substances were essential in the diet to prevent or cure some diseases. These substances are now known as vitamins. They are vital for growth, good health, and maintenance of the normal functions of the body. A well-balanced diet should provide all the vitamins we normally require. Those of us who are fortunate enough to be able to buy sufficient food should not suffer from vitamin deficiency. However, for various reasons, some people do not maintain a balanced diet. People often lose their appetite because of illness. People living alone may not bother to eat proper meals, and people on a diet may not eat sufficient quantities of necessary foods. Moreover, modern methods of preserving, freezing, and long-time storage of food, together with overcooking, can destroy many of the vitamins. Now you have 2 minutes to check your work.
Passage 15. Comets. In recent years, scientists' investigation of comets has increased because of a growing interest in the origin of the sun and planets. Scientists want to learn how comets are formed. They think that such information will help explain the origin of the solar system. The word comet comes from Greek and means hairy object. In history, comets have a special place. People believe that they brought news of death, destruction, or military victories. The tales of comets provide viewers with spectacular sights at night. Comet tails are millions of kilometers long. The tails frequently reach lengths of 250 million kilometers and more. The most famous comet of history is called Halley's Comet, which appears every 76 years. It was named for Edward Halley, a British astronomer. He predicted the appearance of the comet in 1758, 16 years after his death. Halley's comet is extremely bright and has two tails. In the 20th century, it returned in 1910 and 1986. In recent years, scientists' investigation of comets has increased. Because of a growing interest in the origin of the sun and planets. Scientists want to learn how comets are formed. They think that such information will help explain the origin of the solar system. The word comet comes from Greek and means hairy object. In history, comets have a special place. People believe that they brought news of death, destruction, or military victories. The tails of comets provide viewers with spectacular sights at night. Comet tails are millions of kilometers long. The tails frequently reach lengths of 250 million kilometers and more. The most famous comet of history is called Halley's Comet, which appears every 76 years. It was named for Edward Halley, a British astronomer. He predicted the appearance of the comet in 1758, 16 years after his death. Halley's Comet is extremely bright and has two tails. In the 20th century, it returned in 1910 and 1986. In recent years, scientists' investigation of comets has increased. Because of a growing interest in the origin of the sun and planets. Scientists want to learn how comets are formed. They think that such information will help explain the origin of the solar system. The word comet comes from Greek and means hairy object. In history, comets have a special place. People believe that they brought news of death, destruction, or military victories. The tails of comets provide viewers with spectacular sights at night. Comet tails are millions of kilometers long. the tails frequently reach lengths of 250 million kilometers and more. The most famous comet of history is called Halley's Comet, which appears every 76 years. It was named for Edward Halley, a British astronomer. He predicted the appearance of the comet in 1758, 16 years after his death. Halley's comet is extremely bright and has two tails. In the 20th century, it returned in 1910 and 1986. In recent years, scientists' investigation of comets has increased because of a growing interest in the origin of the sun and planets. Scientists want to learn how comets are formed. They think that such information will help explain the origin of the solar system. The word comet comes from Greek and means hairy object. In history, comets have a special place. People believe that they brought news of death, destruction, or military victories. The tails of comets provide viewers with spectacular sights at night. Comet tails are millions of kilometers long. The tails frequently reach lengths of 250 million kilometers and more. The most famous comet of history is called Halley's Comet, which appears every 76 years. It was named for Edward Halley, a British astronomer. He predicted the appearance of the comet in 1758, 16 years after his death. Halley's comet is extremely bright and has two tails. In the 20th century, it returned in 1910 and 1986.
Now you have 2 minutes to check your work.